is a Virgin Radio Dubai podcast.
An entrepreneur, an author, an activist, and on a mission to raise human consciousness, the founder of Mind Valley. Welcome to Virgin Radio Dubai, Vishen Lakhiani.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
It's such an absolute pleasure to have you here. Let's go back to when it all started, when Mind Valley first started. If you could briefly tell me the story of how that idea began.
You know, it's so funny that people keep asking me about this story because it happened 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it happened 20 years ago. And every time you ask me that question, I have to go back and relive the past. So what happened was, I'd moved to Silicon Valley. The dot-com bubble had burst. I was trying to start a startup. I lost everything, including the 30 grand that my father had lent me. I was too embarrassed to let my father know I'd lost all his money. And so in that recession, in that horrible post 9/11 type economy, I was just applying for any job I could go, any job I could get just so I could pay rent. I found a job that it was a horrible, 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 horrible job. Basically, telemarketing, selling technology to law firms. You know, and when you're in that role, interrupting lawyers in America in the middle of their busy working day to sell them software, you are going to hear more angry, annoyed people tell you in the most eloquent way to F off than what you care to hear. So one day, after the 13th lawyer told me to stick my head in places where I would rather not stick my head, I decided that I hated my life and hated my job. And I got on Google. Back then, Google was quite new. And I started searching for hope. I put in questions such as, why does my life suck so bad? Or why are lawyers such dicks? And eventually I found the answer, and it was a class on meditation. So I thought, okay, I really need this. I really need to calm down, to be happy again, to pull myself out of this impending depression. And I took this class, and something shifted. In fact, a lot of things shifted. Within 1 week of taking that class, my life changed. Firstly, the number of lawyers that I was able to sell on our software doubled. It just doubled overnight. And I thought this was an aberration, but it continued at that level. And it doubled again, and it doubled again. And I found myself so focused, so in flow, so powerful at what I was doing. I was 26 years old. And in the next 4 months, I got 3 promotions. So I took this class in February. By June, I was vice president of sales of this company at the age of 26. Now, I continued with the company for 18 months, and my career just exploded. And my boss told me, what are you doing? Like, how are you doing all of the stuff you're doing? And I said, no, I think they call it meditation. And he said, well, that's bullshit, but can you keep doing it? And so I continued going deeper and deeper down that rabbit hole of getting into personal growth, visualization, meditation, learning to tap into your intuition. And I just found it so fulfilling. So I decided to quit that role. I was a vice president of sales. At that point, I was living in New York, earning a really great salary. I decided to quit and become a meditation teacher. And that is how Mind Valley started.
And what was the moment that you realized that Mind Valley took off? What was that pivotal moment?
Well, it started... I'd love to say that I stumbled upon a great idea and it took off immediately, but no, it took about 5 years. It took about 5 years before the company was doing well enough that I could see that this is something that I wanted to dedicate the rest of my life to. In the first 5 years, Mind Valley was just one business, or at least a personal growth thing was just one business. I was developing software applications. I was working on other projects just to make ends meet. Mind Valley really started taking off in 2008. And then it was 2013 that everything came together and Mind Valley in its current form emerged. And since then, it's just been growing and growing and growing. And today, Mind Valley is a very unique type of education model, very focused on bringing a like-minded community together in the most remarkable way, with really incredible depth of connection, and then teaching the things that regular schooling forgot. A more Our most popular programs range from longevity hacking to entrepreneurship to scaling your business to creating more enriching relationships to developing stimulating muscle growth to developing intuitive ability. And all of them are with the top teachers in the world, from Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote the famous Conversations with God book series, to Sadhguru, to Ben Greenfield, who's one of the fittest humans and most foremost biohackers alive, and so on and so on. I try to seek out these exceptional human beings who are operating at a whole new level in a particular dimension. And then we build the world's foremost program with them, and we take it out to the masses. And then everything is unlocked when you become a member. And membership is like at a super a low price, like less than $2 a day.
So I actually did the Ben Greenfield course last year. I found I stumbled upon Mind Valley last year during the pandemic, and I really felt so connected to the Mind Valley community during that time, sort of last year. How did the pandemic you found changed Mind Valley, or how did Mind Valley change life for people living through a pandemic? Because I personally found it really helped me. So I'm sure you get that a lot.
Well, there was positives and negatives, right? You see, Mind Valley isn't like Calm app or Headspace. It isn't like Netflix or Masterclass. It's not just video on demand. It is first and foremost a community. Mind Valley's biggest asset is not our programs. Our programs are best in the world, but our biggest asset is the community and a private social network that allows our community members to come together and create meetups and create events and attend private exclusive Mind Valley events all around the world. The pandemic wrecked all of that. So it was a really hard time. The most magical thing about Mind Valley was forced to shut down. Our festivals, our huge A-Fest, community gatherings with thousands of people. Yeah, all of that was forced to shut down. Now the digital component, the video on demand, that took off. But overall, we saw growth. We saw good growth. The company could we survived. But I think the video on demand players probably saw bigger growth. But in our case, our magic was suppressed. But now watch what's going to happen. Now, as this pandemic comes to an end, as COVID moves from pandemic to endemic and the world opens up again, the Mind Valley community is about to absolutely explode. Because while all of the other players offer video on demand, we really, really, really went beyond to create a community that is supporting each other. And this community is so excited about coming together and meeting in the real world.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What has been the highlight of your journey so far? It's been a pretty exciting journey, and I'm sure there's still a lot to come, but what's been the highlight so far?
No, the highlight has been being able to scale Mind Valley to become a massive global school. We now have 85,000 students enrolled. But the highlight is always hearing their stories. If you go to stories.mindvalley.com, we're now at approaching 16,000 case studies of people who people come to a website and they just submit these letters about how their lives changed. Yesterday, I was listening to a man in Dubai. He had attended a 100-person Mind Valley meetup in Dubai in November. And he was saying it was the highlight of his year. It was the most magical moment he had that year. And there, all of these other members in Dubai came together, exchanged phone numbers, and now they are meeting up regularly. And so it's bringing people together. I think that's the most important thing. If you look at all the markers of human health and well-being, the number one thing isn't a supplement, or it isn't an exercise routine, or it isn't some fancy hardware that you buy. It is the strength of your social connection. A Harvard study shows that strength of your social connection is the number one correlation to happiness, 0.7 correlation.
Yeah.
Another study by Shazad Shamin showed that the performance of teams does best when these teams gel together. Again, strength of human interaction. Another study shows that our longevity increases when we have community around us. That's the famous Blue Zone studies of longevity. And so for us to be a company really dedicated to human health and well-being, you cannot ignore community. And community is the hardest thing to do. You can't code it in software. You can't, it doesn't scale as fast, right?
Yeah.
But that is the nut that we are seeking to crack, to be the world's most powerful community service. Mm-hmm. And social media doesn't create community. Social media actually does the opposite. A Stanford study shows that Facebook actually causes greater feelings of dissatisfaction, disassociation, and so on. We're trying to create real-world communities where people are truly engaged and uplifting and supporting each other.
Absolutely. And I find Mind Valley definitely has done that for me personally as well. You've interviewed celebrities, self-health experts, health coaches, over 1,000 people. What's been the best advice you've been given?
So I have, there are so many different ways I can answer that question, but let's get specific. Pick an area and a field.
I'm going to say, okay, relationships.
Okay, again, let's get more specific. Okay. Are you looking to meet someone? Are you looking to break up with someone?
No, actually, Mind Valley helped me a lot through a breakup last year. That's when I was when you have, I guess, a lot more spare time, it's really important to continue improving yourself, educating yourself. And I found I connected with Mind Valley. I bettered myself. I released a poetry book, you know, and I was just listening to talks on topics that I normally wouldn't. And I found it really sort of expanded my mind. But I love the variety of topics that Mind Valley has. But what of all the people that you've I guess met and interviewed, what's been, because I met Sadhguru a few months ago and I found his presence just absolutely incredible. But is there anyone that sticks out in your mind or a piece of advice?
Yeah, well, there's so much, right? And I don't want to dishonor. I've interviewed over 1,000 people. I don't want to dishonor any great mind by certainly saying that there's one piece of great advice. But you spoke about getting out of relationships.
Yeah.
I actually think that's an important. So we grow as human beings based on our mental models of the world. Mental models that comes from Sri Kumar Rao, the famous MBA teacher who now teaches in the Mind Valley platform.
Yeah.
Mental models govern our happiness. They govern our breakthroughs. They govern how we perform at work. Mm-hmm. And so many of us are programmed by outdated mental models, models that come from generations past.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to relationship, the mental model that is really messing things up is this idea that you need to meet someone and be with them forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And if things don't work out, you've failed. And so that is really, really, really untrue. So there are two teachers that stand out, two people I've interviewed multiple times. One is Catherine Woodward Thomas. She wrote the book Conscious Uncoupling, which is really about healthy divorce, healthy breakups, and how to do that without the drama while healing your heart so that you can be a better version of yourself for your next partner. Mm-hmm. So she talks about how the idea of happily ever after is a myth that originated in Venice in the 14th century for property arrangements. Marriage wasn't about love. It was about two families tying up and solidifying property arrangements. Mm-hmm. And somehow we made it appear that, you know, it's this thing that has to be forever. Until about 100 years ago, marriage wasn't about love. It was a social contract for convenience, mm-hmm. for producing more babies so that the fields had workers. So the first idea is that when you go into a relationship with someone, don't obsess about forever after. As long as both of you are helping each other grow, and as long as both of you are satisfied and serving each other's mission, helping each other with your mission, you're going to be good. First idea. Now let's bring in a second idea from someone else I interviewed, the great Indian mystic Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. I was interviewing him at a women's conference in India just before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions that one of the women in the audience asked is what is a great relationship? And Ravi Shankar said this. He said, look at my fingers, okay? A great relationship isn't when both people are coming together. That's not it. A great relationship is when both people are going in parallel. I'm supporting you, you're supporting me, and together we are helping each other move in parallel towards our mission. We're not distracting or pulling each other away from our mission. As long as you're doing this, you are in a great relationship. Now, I thought this was a real aha. Mm-hmm. And this brings me to a third idea. And the third idea that I want to lay on top comes from Gary Zukav. And it is a name for this type of relationship. Zukav calls it the spiritual partnership. Gary Zukav, by the way, for those of you who haven't heard of him, he is Oprah's favorite writer. Mm-hmm. Oprah said that the only book other than the Bible that she keeps by the side of her bed is Gary Zukav's book.
Wow.
Now, Gary Zukav wrote a book called Spiritual Partnership. And he says, in his words, marriage is a dying archetype. A new model for us to step into is spiritual partnerships, which is basically partnerships where we are helping each other grow. And that is the definition of love. That is the definition of romance. And at a certain point, if we feel that we no longer want to be together romantically or sexually, it's okay to shift to friendship as long as we're helping each other grow. I want to read you how Gary defines it.
Sure.
Spiritual partnership is partnership between equals for the purpose of spiritual growth. It is dramatically different from all previous forms of relationship and serves a different purpose. The partners are together in order to help one another grow spiritually instead of enhance their physical comfort and safety. Spiritual partnerships are vehicles that multi-sensory individuals use to create authentic power and support one another in creating authentic power. They are a fundamental part of our evolutionary process. So
wow.
This is one of the emerging thoughts in regards to relationship that I hope more people adopt. I would tell my children are 14 and 8, and I would tell them, you know, don't set a goal to get married. Set a goal to be in a spiritual partnership. It doesn't matter if a religious ritual says that you are joined. And it doesn't matter if at a certain point you decide that you want to shift that relationship from lovers to friends or any other dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
The key thing is, most of us, if you actually look at the statistics, the average American is going to be in three major relationships in their life. So whether we like it or not, none of us, very few of us, are in relationships forever and ever and ever. But as long as we're with someone who's a spiritual partner, who's helping us grow, that is a beautiful state to be in, and it should be celebrated. And at a certain point, if that is no longer the case because we're growing in different ways, that too is to be celebrated.
Definitely.
When my wife and I divorced, we had a conscious uncoupling. We were married for 16 years, and we're so proud that we did 16 years. We had two kids. We are still close friends. We are business partners. But we had a conscious uncoupling. Our kids were the ring unbearers. We invited 50 people. We
wow.
popped champagne. We celebrated the ending of our marriage with our kids taking the rings off our fingers and putting it in a box where we hold on to them as mementos of a really beautiful time.
I think that's really beautiful, and I think that would save a lot of turmoil, and I think it's a really forward-thinking, way of life, so that's really beautiful. So what would you recommend? I mean, 2022 is a huge year, and what would be your advice for anyone trying to manifest their goals and their dreams?
Well, I try to avoid giving simplistic advice like that because everyone's circumstance is different, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I can say is definitely if you get a chance, check out Mind Valley. If you can afford the platform, go to mindvalley.com. If not, there's some good free content on Mind Valley on YouTube as well. But there's a wide area of topics that we cover. But the key thing is this: don't blindly set your goals for 2022. You must understand the Wheel of Life model. The Wheel of Life model that we prescribe to in Mind Valley says that life is really about 12 categories. Most of us are trained to focus just on... Yeah, exactly. Most of us are trained to just focus on career and money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we fail to set goals in other areas of our life. Health, character, our persistent emotional states, our relationships, the quality of our parenting, our social connections. There's a free quiz on Mind Valley, life.mindvalley.com. Go to life.mindvalley.com. The quiz is 22 minutes, and the report that you get, it shows you where in life, how in life you're doing, where your strengths are, and where your weaknesses are. Now, based on where your weaknesses are, that's where you want to invest. Many people think, Multiply your strengths, ignore your weaknesses. That applies for the business world. If you're a designer, you don't increase your income by now learning programming. You become a better designer, right? But in life, you can't be wealthy and crushing it money-wise, but have bad health. Likewise, you can't be completely fit and incredible health, but feel lonely and have ruined relationships. Mm-hmm. There's a certain degree of balance. Now, there are 12 things you got to balance. And so you actually want to focus on what is your weakness. And life.mindvalley.com, that free assessment, will help you get there.
Yeah, I've looked at Life Book online, actually. I'm going to do Life Book at some stage. But I created my own Life Book based on that. But I'd love to do the course at some point. Where to from here? What is the vision for Mind Valley?
Well, there's a lot that's happening. The first thing is our private social network is in beta. The actual social network is going to be launching in a couple of months. Mm-hmm. And we believe this is going to bring forth new degrees of connectivity and meetups all around the world. Yeah. And then the metaverse layer of Mind Valley will also be unlocked soon. And what this metaverse layer is we are using artificial intelligence and the metaverse to actually amplify people's intelligence. We want Mind Valley members to have an incredible advantage in every aspect of life, from your health to your work to your careers. We're building a better version of education than anything that has prior existed. And just to give an example, you will soon be able to subscribe to each other's brains. You'll be able to subscribe to the brains of other people in Mind Valley who are on the same learning path as you and learn as they learn. You'll be able to, when the Apple glasses come out in 2023, as they are reported to be, through the Apple glasses, you'll be able to switch on a Mind Valley metaverse layer as you walk through Dubai. And depending on your goals, you will be guided to the right people, the right, even the right restaurants and the right food. So all of that is coming really, really, really soon. It's not 8 years out. It's maybe 2 or 3 years out.
That's incredible. Well, we can't wait to see where. Yep. Sorry.
Yeah. Carry on. The other thing is Eve AI. Eve stands for Everyone Elevates. Our new Mind Valley AI will be bringing in human introductions. You'll be able to say, okay, I'm looking for a mentor. I'm looking for romance. I'm looking for a best friend. I'm looking for someone that I can share my favorite books with. And Mind Valley will be able to identify and predict who in your city you're going to have a really solid connection with, and then bring forth an introduction. We want to help bring people together.
That's incredible. I can't wait to actually visit one of the Mind Valley events here in Dubai. I'm hoping there'll be a lot more. And I can't wait to come to an A-Fest, actually. I think it's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
I've seen lots of the YouTube videos, so I can't wait to actually visit in person. Mindvalley.com, go and check it out. Vishen, it's been such an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.